So today, at the Malcolm X and Dr. Betty Shabazz Memorial and Educational Center, we announce and give formal notice to the City of New York, the State of New York, and the federal government and its agencies, the FBI and the CIA, that the family members intend to sue bring a wrongful death lawsuit based on these new revelations that have now finally been substantiated. And the rhetorical question is this: if the government compensated the two gentlemen that were wrongfully convicted for the assassination of Malcolm X with tens of millions of dollars, then what is to be the compensation for the daughters who suffered the most from the assassination of Malcolm X? We intend to have vigorous litigation of this matter, to have discovery, to be able to take depositions of the individuals who are still alive 58 years later, to make sure that some measure of justice can be given to Malcolm X's daughters, who in this very room were present with their mother when he was shot at 21 times, 17 bullets hitting him.